It's time for this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish, David Widmar back with us, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, also one of the authors of the blog. You can find it at ageconomist.com. So, David, well, we've looked a few weeks ago at prevented planting acres and its impacts on production. This week, we're going to look at harvested acres for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Tell us about the impacts that those numbers have on us.
Yeah, a lot of speculation at the beginning of the season focuses on planting acres, and then a lot of speculation about yield. But another way that we can trim or add to production based on the USDA's preliminary estimates is through harvested acres, or the share of planted acres that actually make their way to harvest. In this week's post, we looked at those three crops.
Nice chart there on the blog at ageconomist.com. You can look at the share of planted acres that are actually harvested for grain. Talk about the variability and how we can use these numbers there.
Yeah, actually, I was pretty surprised at how much variability there were across these. First one to take a look at is soybeans. Soybeans, since 1990, has harvested on average 98.4% of all planted acres. Most of soybeans make their way to harvest, and that makes intuitive sense because there's really not a feedstock alternative like we have for corn and silage or as we sometimes use in wheat. Corn, the next one, the average is 90.9%, so considerably lower, but not surprising again because a lot of that will make its way into silage. There is a little more variability with corn in these data. Finally, wheat. Wheat's at the lowest. Wheat average is about 85.4%. And interestingly, wheat, since 1990, the highest share is actually below 90%, at 89% of planted acres going to harvest. So a lot of variability and a lot of difference across these crops.
Let's look ahead to 2017. This crop year, what does USDA estimate?
Yeah, so this will be a important thing to keep in mind, especially with the dry pockets of weather on the Great Plains, especially in the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska. And the Eastern Corn Belt, they're talking about too much water here in Indiana and parts of Ohio. So right now, the USDA has estimated corn share of harvested acres at 91.9%. That's one percentage point above that 17-year average that we talked about, or 27-year average we talked about. And soybeans is also above that long-run average at 99.1%, a few tenths of a point higher. So there could be some downward adjustment in this, and that will be trimming production moving forward. Still a lot of growing season left to go, but something to keep an eye on.
David, wrap it up for us. Talk about the, again, variability and what we can expect then as we look forward. What do growers need to know?
Yeah, this share of planted acres that make it to harvest is often overlooked, usually overshadowed by yields or total planted acres. The share harvested varies between corn, soybeans, and wheat, and the variability is quite a bit different for corn and wheat, where producers can harvest an alternative here through some feedstock. So it's important to keep in mind for 2017, as this could be one driver that changes production based on the USDA's early estimates that are above that trend as we move through the growing season.
Well, for more on harvested acres, you can read the blog at ageconomist.com. If you'd like to hear this program as a podcast, go to the podcast page. You can find it at ruralradio.com. For David Widmar, that's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish.